This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this would be my, was this Twisted Sister? Quiet Riot. Yeah, I remember this. I listen to rock and roll.
Sing it, Hugh.
I don't know. I am singing.
Are you ready for a loud off season? Are we going to convince you yet?
Am I ready for one? I mean, I would love to have one.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's going to happen.
See, throwing cold water on everyone's parade.
I don't think it's
going to
happen.
Loud off seasons lead to a lot of victories around here. Welcome back.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have that, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Midday show, Hugh Douglas, JoJo, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Any progress on the poll? Looks like 53-47.
Oh, it's creeping for you.
You're in big trouble here.
I ain't worried about
that.
Well,
again, we found out that the way I view it, at least every caller accounts for three times the votes of the Twitter poll.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
No, I know it is because it's a talk show, right? People need it,
no,
we want to hear their opinion.
Yeah, and the callers are listening a lot more than we can be truthful about this than the people on Twitter who are just like, duh.
Yeah,
stupid WIP.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind, Hugh, that every caller we get that disagrees with you, that counts for three votes.
Gotcha.
So you're in big trouble by the end. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, a lot going on here. 215-592-9494. Coming up later this hour, we'll have a little Clearwater check-in, including something I noticed with a different team that could pertain to the Phillies. Speaking of those Phils, we got big Clearwater shows coming up on WIP. Afternoon show there today, and I did see that they're going to have Larry Boa on today.
Oh, wow.
They're going to have Tom McCarthy on today and Jesus Luzardo. So that'll be our first chance to really hear from the Phillies' new left-handed pitcher. So afternoon show, guys, live in Clearwater later today. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here as we discuss the idea of, you know, a loud offseason, or really the other side of it is a quiet offseason. Would you be okay with a quiet Eagles offseason? I would not. Kyle would not. We need this team to either bring back some combination of what they have or go get something big to fill that gap. Hugh, complacent Douglas over here. Cool with taking a little step back.
Cool as a cucumber.
Or relying on the young guys or
let
whatever.
Let young Thundercats do what they do.
Here we go again. All right, Jim in Mays Landing is up. What's up, Jim?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, Jim. What's up?
All right. Well, my thought is this. I think you're living a lot of revisionist history, spinning it the way you want to spin it. Last year's off season was not a good off season in most of the talking heads of minds. Bond, who the heck is he?
Mm-hmm.
Becton, he's a waste. Trade for Jahan Dotson, Washington didn't even want him. We signed Josh Huff, oh my God. And then we come to Barkley. And everybody's saying, not everybody, sorry about that. Most of the people, too much money for a running back. It's no good. It's this, how we should put the money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Revisionist history. Now all of a sudden you're saying it was a loud offseason.
It was.
The only thing that was, the only thing that was loud.
Well, Saquon Barkley was loud. Hold on, but you, Jim, loud doesn't always mean.
Let Jim speak,
well,
man.
Because Jim's saying things that don't make sense. Jim. Loud doesn't mean it's good, right? But loud, like, they opened free agency, and within 10 minutes, they had signed Barkley and Huff. It doesn't mean either we're going to be good or great, right? That's based on what happens when the season starts. Obviously, Barkley was great. Huff stunk. But it was loud because they paid 80-something million dollars 10 minutes into free agency for those two players.
And again, the talking heads were against both of those moves because we should be putting the money elsewhere. We should have kept Hassan Reddick or whatever the dialogue of the day was.
Mm-hmm.
My point is, you know, Howie has to look into the future. Everybody wants Gary. I'll tell you what. I would rather pay Carter and not have Garrett, because I think if you pay Garrett, you're going to lose the other guy.
So maybe, but they can't pay Carter for a full year. So you're cool with just having a worse team next year with the hope of paying Carter down the line?
So you were cool with having a worse team this current past season because you didn't know how those people would perform? The only reason, the only thing that you loved during the offseason was the first two picks in the draft. That's the only thing that everybody loved.
Those were great picks.
Nailed that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Good job.
Caught us out.
So, Jim, I have a question for you. Jim, a question for you.
Sure.
When you have an opinion and then you're wrong, do you not have opinions anymore?
I don't have wrong opinions.
Well, you do all the time.
This was for Jim.
The difference is, when you spend months saying the same thing, when you were wrong, you go, yeah, I apologize.
I was wrong. Yeah, just changed my mind. It's not that big of a deal.
It feels pretty grown up to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean change your mind?
But Howie doesn't have a chance to change his mind because...
he does. He could cut a player. He could trade a player. He changes his mind all the time, doesn't he? He signed a quarterback to the most money in the history of the NFL, and he drafted his replacement 9 months later. He changes his mind all the time.
Yeah, and there's people on WIP saying the Eagles will never win a Super Bowl with this guy, with Hurts.
Who said that?
Can't do it.
Name that.
He's not to do it.
Who said that?
Morons, I tell you.
I was here the minute they drafted Hurts. I was in favor of it.
Who are you talking about? The camera?
The other quarterback stunk. Yeah. So, but Jim, I don't know. What's your point?
Yeah. He said we change our mind all the time.
My point is that, you know, and I know positive radio, it doesn't sell.
I realize that.
It's not fun. You want to be negative all the time.
Negative Nancy.
Well, actually, Hugh's pretty positive today. Have Jimmy listening in? He thinks they could let everyone go and be just as good.
I'll tell you what. Sorry. There's a reason why most talking heads are on the radio and not doing it. When I hear Hugh talk, I believe you. Because
really?
He was there.
So you believe that he doesn't think defense matters? That's sad.
No. Yeah, I believe that he knows.
Defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
And I was right.
But you were wrong.
And I was right.
Right. And this is from, speak, this is from a guy.
We got the floor. Jim. Tell him.
Because he's your cheerleader over here. Of course.
Don't disrespect Jim like that. Do not disrespect him, Jim.
Your biggest fan. Excuse me, Jim.
Hold on. I think what Hugh was trying to say, and I'm not going to put words in Hugh's mouth, but I think what he was trying to say is if my offense scores 40 points and my defense gives up 39, we win the game.
That basically in a nutshell.
Yeah, but did anyone disagree with that idea? That's not a sound way to build a team.
That's what I was saying, because that's why we allocated all the resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Jim, floor is yours. You can speak. Take all the time you need.
A 40 to nothing win is the same as a 40 to 39 win.
At the end of the day.
But no, because one is more sustainable. If you have a team capable of shutting someone out, you probably have a good team. If you have a team giving up 39, you're probably going to lose a lot.
Or you can look at it the other way. I have a team that can score 40, and I'm going to win a lot.
But you're scoring 40 either way, Jim. What you said doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense because at the end of the day,
you think a team that wins
a win is a win.
You think a team that wins 40-6 is the equivalent of a team that wins 40-39?
It's more of a lopsided win, but it's still a win.
Look, nothing's in an absolute bubble. It depends on who they're playing, right? If they're playing, I don't know, somebody like, you know, whoever.
Jim, do you want them to have a loud offseason, or are you good with a quiet offseason?
I want Howie to build the best team that Howie can build.
Well, we all want that.
I don't. Nope. Forget it.
We all want that. All right. What does that mean?
Disagree.
No. You want the shiny thing.
Yeah.
He's Vaughn was not a shiny thing.
No, but he played like it, Jim. So
he played like a shiny
thing. So we're losing.
Saquon was definitely a shiny thing.
Saquon was obviously about? Shiny. But you're right. Vaughn was not a shiny thing the moment he got here, but he played like it. So we are now subtracting a defensive player of the year candidate.
And so why can't – why you don't think there's any other Vaughns out there that we can sign?
Yeah. What's the Eagles' track record at linebacker? Finding guys, you know, these run-of-the-mill guys. Remember Zach Cunningham and Morrow the year before? Remember Alex Singleton? You come in with the idea that they do this turnkey. No. Offensive line, they're very good at it. Very good at it. They could find someone and put them in. Linebacker, they've stunk at it.
Really? How have they done in the last 2 years with linebackers?
Did you watch the
Pretty
season before?
Miss.
It was hit or miss. 2023, they had the worst linebacker core in the league, Jim. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan came in here and embarrassed them for 3 hours.
Yeah, that was bad.
And everybody wanted T.J. Edwards to stay.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, they were right.
Jim, okay. But here, that's what I'm trying to say to you.
Jim, I'm just trying to understand. Have you been right about everything, or is your perspective, don't have an opinion and just wait to see what happens?
No, my perspective is that I'm wrong most of the time.
Oh, that's my perspective too, Jim. We share that. I mean, like that's cool.
You say like Kendrick.
I agree with it. But it's amazing that you specifically mm-hmm. have an idea in your head mm-hmm. and nobody can get you off this idea and time, I don't think you believe it.
Well, Jim, I believe you. I believe what I'm saying, Jim. I think Jim's just allergic to opinions. That's what I think.
I think we really got somewhere.
To opinions.
Hmm? I think we really got somewhere.
We made some progress.
That's because Jim was on your side.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, call it anytime you want, man. You want the hotline?
All right, you guys.
We do change our mind every day, though. But that's kind of what we do.
Today's Tuesday. I got new information for Monday. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, isn't that the way the world works?
For the most part.
I mean, unless you're Hugh, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm
the most stubborn person here.
I'm not stubborn. I'm just right.
We might have to do the stubborn rankings.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he was at the top.
I am not stubborn.
So who? Just quickly, among all of WIP, Hugh's near the top of stubborn.
No.
Elliot is very stubborn.
Elliot's pretty stubborn.
The camera's pretty stubborn.
But see.
Spike could be stubborn.
Ooh, Elliot's very stubborn.
Elliot believes everything that comes out his mouth, though. That's different.
Well,
that's delusional.
No, but Elliot did the lie detector, and they couldn't gauge if he believed
it
or not.
That's what I'm saying.
They determined he was a psychopath.
Yeah, I think that's actually probably the most
accurate
thing that came out of that day.
Is when you talk to Elliot and you ask him something, and he gives you one of those outlandish takes, mm-hmm. he looks at you dead in the eye with a straight face.
He wants to see how you feel about it. He knows how he feels.
He's workshopping his takes.
Yeah, all for you. All right, 215-592-9494. For our Twitter question, which is moving away from you here, we're sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's go back to the phones here. Is this who I think it might be? Is it Mr. Quinn? Would that be your dad, Kyle?
Sure is.
Mr. Quinn on the line.
You're in trouble.
I think this is the first time we've heard from Mr. Quinn. What's up, Mr. Quinn?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You got me intrigued today because this is how you build a winner. This is sustained excellence. By the way, we really appreciate all you've done for our boy there. Obviously, we're proud of Kyle here at home. And it's a credit to you guys. He's doing so well.
Well, he's a good dude,
yeah,
man.
He's a hard
really
worker.
Good dude.
He does a good job.
All right, easy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Listen, I usually have a lot of respect for you, Douglas, but today I disagree. You can't stand pat. Sure, we won the Super Bowl, but we got to get better. You can't stay the same. Going to keep on. I would say keep Williams, the fat guy that plugs it in the middle. But Josh Sweat can go. Mm-hmm. He had a great Super Bowl, great season, but we've been waiting for him to bust out for a while. You want to go... If you can't pay Williams, let's go after Miles Garrett. Let's go get him.
No, I mean, I'm with that.
It's a good point, though.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree with the Garrett stuff. I can hear that.
That's a strong take.
That's true. And I trust Howie. I encourage Howie. That's what the caller should be doing today.
There we go.
You know, you can't stand pat like Middleman. Phillies have regressed. They're standing pat. They did add pitching, which is smart. But you can't – I mean, you don't change your manager. You don't change position players. You better change that lineup. Get Schwarber out of the leadoff and put a real lineup to get a batting order together. Hold on a minute. I'm just trying to make a point. I'm picking up my son's dishes here.
What?
Hey, Kyle, how many times have I told you to put the cup in the dishwasher?
Oh. I haven't even been home for days.
Kyle, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you talking about?
There's one, two, three dishes down here in the basement. You got a cup,
basement.
A mug. What are you doing with a fork?
You live in the basement?
No. I'm not,
Kyle, you didn't tell us this.
I've not been hanging out in my basement.
You got a maid coming in here and one sweat sock. What are you doing?
Please. Is it crunchy?
No.
Yeah, I almost broke my toe on it. You don't leave the cup. And how the cup? You didn't do it, huh?
No, that was not me. There? That had to have been my brother.
Just, hey, jumped out of the cabinet, walked onto the floor.
Or it was somebody that actually lives there.
The cup just walked its way down the basement, right, Kyle?
I guess so, Dad.
All right, listen. See, he don't listen, right? I don't know what he's like at work.
He doesn't listen here either, Mr. Quinn.
He's pretty stubborn.
He's been there. He's been at the station for a number of years now. But the kid don't listen, okay? All right?
Whatever,
and you hear it, right? Kyle, stop. Stop.
Yeah, all right. You got stop. It. Yeah, you got it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It's embarrassing you guys work with him. I don't know what he's like. The kid's almost 30 years old. You can work for him. 2-year-old.
It's embarrassing me.
He's going to have to... Listen, you're going to start, we have to take some things away from you? If you're going to wise up, we're going to have to take
like
the Star
what?
His airtime. We'll take away the mic, yeah.
I'm an adult.
Take the Star Wars toys away for
Star
a week
Wars.
Or two.
Not the Star Wars toys.
I'm glad we got this phone call. We're really learning a lot here. Let we could use this.
That is funny.
You're breaking your mother's heart, and everybody is saying that.
Why'd you have to go there, man?
Plus, what do you do? You're bringing girls around, all right?
One girl. Same girl.
A lot of different faces we've seen. Don't be blaming that on your brother, just like the beer cans. Don't think I noticed the beer cans behind the shed.
That sounds like the Kyle we know. Yeah, the beer cans.
I'm 29. They just go in the fridge.
You'd be drinking
Natty
outside.
Natty Lights. Are they yours?
I don't drink Natty Light.
They might be Hughes, actually.
I don't drink Natty Light. If I was drinking beer, it wouldn't be Natty Light. Because you got to drink a lot of them, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't waste your time on that. Plus, all the trash piles up. Then I pick it up. It's me. I got to go pick it up.
It's probably from you.
Don't you think I know what's going on back in the shed in the backyard, too?
There's nothing going on in the shed.
I told so dirty magazines, too. You don't think
I know? No.
This is embarrassing.
You can't blame your old brother on that.
Not the dirty
You're breaking
magazines.
Your mother's heart.
Who uses magazines?
Your heart.
You said use the phone.
What year is this?
I'm not using magazines.
Somehow, some people are still using them. Pages are all stuck together.
Oh, no. All right. I had to let them go.
That's enough. I didn't want to be rude. It's the first time we heard from Mr. Quinn. I didn't want to be the one that hung up.
That was getting out of control.
Well, that for you. Yeah,
I'm just tripping on the fact that you got the crunchy sock at the crib, dog. What's what you doing?
Well, then the dishes that jumped out of the cabinet, the magazines, the Natty Lights, different faces. You better apologize to someone for that, because that was revealing.
That was crazy.
That was revealing. You got a lot of ammo when Kyle yells at you now, Hugh.
Yeah,
you can throw that right back
sock,
at him.
Crunchy sock.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even live in
home. Well, why would he call in and lie?
I don't know.
He wouldn't want to embarrass himself. I mean, it's a reflection on him. I mean, you're his kid.
Yeah, that is. That's kind of bad.
All right. This has been quite a segment here. We had Jim. It was Jim, right, that yelled at us? I think he just was mad that I have opinions as a talk show host. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Jim.
He's just mad because your opinion changes like all the time.
Well, different day, different opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
don't we have a core value on this show, new
yes,
information.
Do.
Like, listen, did I question if Saquon would be great as an Eagle? I did.
I mean, most people did.
Yeah, but I can only sit here like a smacked ass for so long when he's running for 2,000 yards. I got to say, wow, he's been great. He's an awesome football player. He's still got a lot left.
Haven't heard smacked ass in a while.
Well, that's smacked ass. It is underused. You got your whole ass and then ass out.
Yeah, you got to smack that ass.
All right, let's go to...
That was tough.
Yeah, that was a tough look for you.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I feel bad for you. The whole audience found out a lot of personal things they didn't need to know.
That's a lot.
This is a good phone call, though. Tom in Middletown's up. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Man, Kyle, jeez.
I know, that was rough.
Holy crap.
Yeah, Pop put you on blast, dog.
I mean, I got three 30-year-olds living with me down in the basement, and I make sure they
all
clean
together?
Up the beer cans.
Well, that's crazy.
Hey, listen, I know I only got a little bit of time, but Hugh, I got to stop and like give you props right now. Dude, listen, when I cook, I like to use seasonings because I like flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you add so much flavor to this show, it's unbelievable.
Well, thank you for listening, Tom. I appreciate that, man.
Dude, when you quoted, gotta shoot the J, dude, I almost fell out, man. When you said that, I almost, like, and now I'm 62 years old, and I still get where you're coming from because I'm from kind of a neighborhood. And when you said shoots the J, I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is on point.
You got to shoot the J, man. You missed 100% of the shots you don't take.
No, but hold on. But you said shoot the J.
Yes.
Okay, so that brought me back to where I'm from. And dude, you are, like, right on point.
Now, is shoot the J and shoots the J, are they different kind of shots?
Yeah, no. When he said shoot the J.
Yes,
it's a whole different language. You got to understand the language.
Well, I speak more Hugh now than I did a couple years ago.
I
can dissect what he's saying.
It's funny. We're in the meetings, and I'll be trying to say something, and everybody's looking at me like, "What?" And Joe's like, "Oh, I got it."
Yeah, he just looks at his algorithm. He's like, "This alligator came up and knocked on my door." I'm like, "Oh, I know what he means." Yeah, I get it.
Kyle, rerun it. It says shoot the J.
Shoots the J. So are you shoot? Are you shoot shooting? Are you shoots? I don't know. I didn't pluralize it. Are you doing it, Tom? Do you want a big move or not?
Dude, we got to do big moves. And let me just tell you why. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I know I'm running out of time, but now Howie said, you know, be patient and all that. He's doing a smoke screen.
Mm-hmm. Is that what he's doing?
Mm-hmm. Smoke screen for everybody. I'm telling you right now, he's going to pull some big moves. Okay, and I'll tell you why. When you say play chess or checkers, you've got to play chess right now because Myles Garrett is not going to get traded to an AFC team. He's either going to get traded to Detroit, Washington, or Philadelphia. We better be the recipient of that trade.
Or else the NFC got better around us. I mean, Tom, that's the reality of it. And that doesn't mean it's, you know, the season's over, but if Garrett lands in Detroit or Washington.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
It's huge. I mean, those teams are stronger, yeah.
It's a disaster. Now, listen, now, Bone, I love him, like, the way he played this year.
Yep.
But he only played 1 year like that. I'm not ready to hand him a $16 to $20 million contract. Okay, because he was a system. He was a recipient of the system that he played in.
I get that, and you might be right, and the Eagles might feel the same way. Tom, we appreciate the phone call, but sometimes you find a building block, and you can't let him go because you found him in a weird way. I mean, the Eagles may have found a building block linebacker at a position where Howie admittedly says it's his kryptonite to draft. 215-592-9490 for all your phone calls coming up on the Eagles. Would you be okay with a quiet offseason? I can't believe Hugh Douglas would. A lot of people disagree with him today, which is music to our ears here. We're all still also recovering from Mr. Quinn. That phone call, that was
a lot.
I don't know if I'm ever going
to
recover.
That was emasculating. That was tough for you to recover from. He really did. Also, on the other side, a Clearwater check-in as the afternoon show is in Clearwater right now. Get ready for their show. Something I noticed elsewhere that is making me wonder about the Philly star player, specifically a guy with a Hall of Fame resume doing something unique this offseason. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. You know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. Can you smell it? It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you got some Hatfield bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I call a nice way to start the spring, if you will. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some pork on your fork.